Hello, and this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show, and in case it isn't clear, I'm your host, Java. Thank you for listening. The show is a continuation of my lifelong love of the blues, but without any particular fascination with a specific kind of blues, I just like most anything called the blues. I guess that's not very discriminating, but so be it. On today's episode of this adventure, I'm starting off with Buddy Guy playing with Junior Wells, a great harmonica player. Between that and the end, I hope to play some Etta James, Pine Top Perkins, Anna Popovic, Lonnie Johnson, Eric Clapton, Cephas and Wiggins, Dr. Ross the Harmonica Boss, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Johnny Winter, John Lee Hooker, Roy Rogers, and the Derek Trucks Band. I hope you enjoy. So early on in my blues adventure, I heard John Mayall's harmonica playing and thought, hey, that sounded great. I think I'll go play the harmonica. So off I went to downtown Seattle and went to Myers Music up on 1st and Union. It's the place where Jimi Hendrix first bought his first electric guitar. I bought my first and last harmonica and a book on how to play it. So I learned quickly that the harmonica required some skill and lots of dedication, neither of which did I have at the time. But what did last was that Blues Harp book by Tony Littleson Glover I. It was chock full of stories about great harmonica players. One of those players was Junior Wells, who will be performing with Buddy Guy on the next song, Give Me My Coat and Shoes, which is off their 1981 album, Alone and Acoustic.
Give me my leather coat, woman. Look in the room and give me my blue suede shoes. Hand me my leather coat, please, honey. Look in the room and give me my blue suede shoes. If I don't ever see you no more, darling, I swear before God that will be too soon. I came home this morning about 10:30. I knew it was something wrong. Couldn't even get in. I walked around to the back door to try to ring my bell. The things I saw, my love, I'm afraid to tell. Hand me my leather coat, darling. Honey, please give me my blue suede shoes. If I don't ever see you no more, darling, I swear before God it will be too soon. Come on, play it a little bit, Junior. Leather jacket, woman. Give me my blue shoes out the other room. Please give me my leather jacket, lady. What about my blue shoes in the other room? Cause if I don't ever see you no more, darling, I swear before God that will be too soon.
So that was Buddy Guy and Junior Wells playing a Buddy Guy tune, Give Me My Coat and Shoes. In the last episode of the show, I played the blues singer Roy Rogers, not of cowboy fame, but of blues fame, performing the Elmore James song, The Sky Is Crying. This week, I'm going to play Etta James doing the same song. Someday, I might get around to playing the 1959 original version by Elmore. It's just a great song that has become one of those blues standards that lots of different performers can do really well. So, Etta James and The Sky Is Crying.
Look at the tears roll down the street. I said the sky is crying. Look at the tears roll down the street. I'm waiting in tears, baby, looking for my baby. Wonder where can he be? I saw my baby one morning. He was walking down the street. Oh, yeah.
And that was Etta James performing The Sky Is Crying, a song written by Elmer James, who is not related to Etta. Hope you're keeping track of all of this. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon KVSH 101.9 FM. We are your island connection. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Blues Adventure with Java on the radio. If you'd rather be able to listen when you want, as often as you want, even pause for interruptions, check out my show on the Voice of Vashon website or app. Go to the Shows and Hosts tab and scroll through the over 50 shows that are on our station to the Blues Adventure with Java link. My shows reside there for a couple of weeks until, due to licensing requirements, they disappear forever. Thank you very much for listening however you do, whenever you do. Born in Belgrade, made her way across the United States, currently living in Los Angeles. One of my many current favorites is Anna Popovic. Many blues awards as well as jazz ones. An incredibly versatile musician. Her 3-CD 2016 release, Trilogy, has names for each CD. Morning, Midday, and Midnight, and music to fit each. So, next up, off of her Midday CD, is called Johnny Ray, which she co-wrote with Kevin Boy, who has written many blues songs for the likes of Johnny Lang, Paul Westerberg, and the Grammy-winning Let's Roll for Etta James. Enough talk, Anna Popovic and Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray, Johnny Ray, I think I made a big mistake. My heart, it hurts. My soul aches. Johnny Ray, Johnny Ray. Memory I can't forget. What I did, I still regret. I'm so sorry, Johnny Ray. You had a wife and child. Now I'm back, but just too late. So damn tired of running wild. Johnny Ray, Johnny Ray, feel you slipping through my hands. My love still follows you around as I keep falling down. And I don't want to be the one to dig it up and see you giving up for everything you ever had. But I can stop myself to thinking about how good it'd be if you give it one last chance. One last But now I see, yeah, you got it all, baby.
That was Johnny Ray with Anna Popovich and her band. I've seen her several times live, even let her off of the stage and on the stage at Jazz Alley because it was too dark to go by herself. Talk about a brush with fame. Next is Lonnie Johnson, born in 1899 to a family of musicians. And by his teens, he was playing with his dad's family band. Johnson's early recordings are the first guitar recordings that display a single-note soloing style with string bending and vibrato. In the liner notes for the album Biograph, Bob Dylan described his encounters with Johnson in New York City as, "I was lucky to meet Lonnie Johnson at the same club I was working, and I must say he greatly influenced me. You can hear it in that first record. I mean, Karina, Karina. That's pretty much Lonnie Johnson. I used to watch him every chance I got, and sometimes he'd let me play with him. I think he and Tampa Red and, of course, Scraper Blackwell. That's my favorite style of guitar playing." So, next up is Lonnie playing Another Night to Cry. I really like this introduction, which is by Sonny Boy Williamson II. Check it out.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You give me a great pleasure. I feel so good to pronounce a very nice musician. One of the best blues back in the early 20s. A boy that I know that strictly can put rhythm with blues and put blues with rhythm, you know? Because it's a wonderful solo with the blues, with the soul. When I mean soul, I mean soul. I'm gonna bring him to the bandstand by pronouncing his name under this name. The one and only Lonnie Johnson.
Thank you. Cause it's my last night to cry. I'm really through.
And that was Lonnie Johnson demonstrating his single-note soloing style on Another Night to Cry. I've been doing a bit too much talking, so we'll just go right into another musician who's made a few contributions to the blues himself. Here's Eric Clapton in a live version of Driftin' Blues.
Drifting and drifting, just like a ship out on the sea. I'm drifting and drifting, just like a ship out on the sea. Got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again. My baby would only take me back again. Feel much better, darling. And at least I'd have a friend. Thank you. I give you all my mind. Tell me what more can I do? I give you all my money. Tell me what more can I do? Sweet little girl, but I know you won't be true.
I've only seen Eric once, a few years ago at Key Arena. Great show, if not the best venue. You are listening to KVSH 101.9 FM, The Voice of Vashon, and your island connection. This is the Blues Adventure Show with Java, your host. Thanks for listening. The blues duo Cephas and Wiggins, they were composed of guitarist John Cephas and harmonica player Phil Wiggins. They played for almost 30 years putting out albums. Their first, Living Country Blues USA, was put out by a German label, which seems a bit ironic. Blues USA, German label. Anyway, later they would sign with Flying Fish and Alligator. Next up is their Backwater Blues, which is off of their 1996 Cool Down album.
Well, in rain 5 days, the sky turned as black as night. Yes, it rained 5 days, sky turned as black as night. There was trouble taking place in that lowland that night. Well, it thundered and it lightning and the wind began to blow. Well, it thundered and it lightning and the wind began to blow. There was 1,000 people didn't have no place to go. Thank you. went out to that lonesome, high old lonesome hill. And I looked down at that old house where I used to live. Backwater blues have caused me to pack up my things and go. Backwater blues caused me to pack up my things and go. Cause my house fell down and I can't live there no more.
And that was Cephas and Wiggins and Backwater Blues. Perhaps of interest, early in their career, they had a number of international gigs when they were hired by the U.S. State Department. Moving on to Dr. Ross, also known as Dr. Ross the Harmonica Boss, born in 1925 in Mississippi, where he first got some airplay before he moved up to the Detroit area. Like many musicians, his music was more popular in Europe than in his home, the United States. His Feel So Good, not to be confused with the song I Feel So Good, has Dr. Ross playing guitar, harmonica, drums, and singing all at the same time. Check this out.
I want a boogie and a break of day. I'm gonna boogie for the doctor. I'm gonna boogie for the nurse. I'm gonna keep on boogieing until they throw me in the hurt. I got a boogie. I got the boogie, boogie to do. Well, mama told papa about something she heard. He said, look at you, mama, I don't believe a word. I want a boogie. I want a boogie. I want a boogie. All right, let's put it away. I want a boogie and a break of day. Thank you.
And that was Feel So Good and Dr. Ross from a 1965 American Folk Blues video. Nice. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on KVSH 101.9 FM, the voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was another blues musician who seemed to have a larger following overseas than in her home country. For several years, starting in 1962, the American Blues Folk Festival toured Europe with a number of leading blues performers who had never performed outside of the United States, the likes of Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Howlin' Wolf, and coming up next, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. A video of Rosetta seemingly playing at a country railroad station landing was actually the set of one of these performances. So this is Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Trouble in My Mind, a song written by jazz pianist Richard Jones and first recorded in 1924.
Show my English friends forever and ever until I leave this world. But I kind of feel trouble. The train is gone, but I'm gonna catch the next one. Trouble in mine, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. Because the sun is gonna shine, Lord, the door someday. Trouble in mind, of you, Brother Joe, I almost lost my mind. When you see me laughing, laughing just to keep from crying. Oh, please, baby.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe singing Trouble in Mind, a song that has since become a standard performed by numerous singers. An odd performance with a mock railroad station landing as part of the stage, and the folks listening politely nodding their heads while sitting in their seats. This is KVSH 101.9 FM with Java, your host, on the Blues Adventure with Java. Thanks for making the voice of Vashon your island connection, and it's a part of your day. Well, it's been a couple of shows since I played some Johnny Winter, and I need my fix. In 1991, he was just leaving his ill-advised attempt to head in a more commercial direction and had come back to straight-ahead blues, spending more time touring than in the studio. So this next set is a live recording of Serious as a Heart Attack from a 1991 concert. At about 3.5 minutes, he really sets his guitar on fire. So I hope you have a listen.
We'll be right back. Now what's the thing you're doing? Tell you don't be like that.
One of my first and enduring blues favorites, Johnny Winter, playing Serious as a Heart Attack. I love the name of that song. That must be pretty serious. Going back a few years, John Lee Hooker and his composition, Boogie Chillin', that he first recorded in 1948. However, this version is one he did with Roy Rogers, the blues man, in 1992 at a benefit in Berkeley, California.
I can't see you out there. Well, Tom's gonna play this song for me.
Maybe next time.
Thank you. Oh, boy. Tell mama, good boy Boogie, you didn't got to come out. I felt good. Oh, Boogie did the same. Yeah. John Lee Hooker and Roy Rogers performing Boogie Chillin'. And this is The Blues Adventure with Java and your host Java on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thank you for making us and my show a part of your day. And it's time to wrap up this episode of The Blues Adventure with Java Show. Thanks for spending some time with me on this adventure. To finish up, I have a live version of I Know, which is by the Derek Trucks Band from their 2010 release, Road Songs Live. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, your Vashon Island community radio station and island connection. Thank you for making our station and my show a part of your day, and I hope it's a great one.
spine.